This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mayzent, active ingredient, S. siponimod. This leaflet provides important information about using Mayzent. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Mayzent. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Mayzent? Mayzent contains the active ingredient siponimod. Mayzent belongs to a group of medicines called sphingosine-1-phosphate, S1P receptor modulators. Mayzent helps to slow down the effects of multiple sclerosis, MS, such as worsening disability and decline in thinking. It may also slow down the nerve damage caused by MS and increase your time without relapse. Mayzent is used for the treatment of adult patients with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, SPMS. What should I know before I use Mayzent? Warnings. Do not use Mayzent if you are allergic to siponimod or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have the CYP2C9-33 genotype. In the last 6 months, you have had a heart attack, angina, stroke, or certain types of heart failure. You have irregular or abnormal heartbeat, arrhythmia, and you do not have a pacemaker. Check with your doctor if you have CYP2C9-33 genotype, less than 0.4 to 0.5% of the population. Your doctor will do a blood test to check this before you start Mayzent. Have not had a recent blood test? A complete blood count should be done before starting Mayzent. Have an infection? Have a lowered immune system due to a disease, or take medicines that lower your immune system and may get infections more easily? Have not had chickenpox or have not been vaccinated against chickenpox? Plan to receive a vaccine. You should not receive certain vaccines called live attenuated vaccines during treatment with Mayzent and for up to 4 weeks after stopping treatment with Mayzent. Have or have had eye problems or vision problems? Your doctor will organize an eye checkup before you start Mayzent and then regular eye checkups. Have uncontrolled high blood pressure? Have a slow heartbeat, or are taking medicines that can slow your heartbeat? Have severe breathing problems, or asthma? Have liver problems? Your doctor will do a blood test to check your liver function before you start Mayzent. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss with you what is best for you and your baby. If you become pregnant or think you are pregnant, tell your doctor right away. You should not take Mayzent while you are breastfeeding. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Contraception. You should avoid becoming pregnant while using Mayzent, and for at least 10 days after you stop using it, ask your doctor or pharmacist for options of effective birth control. Use in children. Mayzent has not been studied in patients below 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Mayzent and affect how it works. Medicines for an irregular heartbeat such as quinidine, procainamide, amiodarone, or sotalol. Medicines that slow down your heartbeat such as verapamil, or diltiazem, ivabradine, or digoxin. Medicines that affect the immune system such as other medicines used to treat multiple sclerosis, or corticosteroids. Certain types of vaccines, called live attenuated vaccines. A medicine called carbamazepine. Medicines such as modafinil and fluconazole, if you have a certain genotype. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Mayzent. How do I use Mayzent? How much to take? Your Mayzent treatment will start with a titration pack that lasts for 5 days. You take the following tablets. Titration. Day 1. Titration dose. 0.25 mg. Titration regimen. 1 tablet of 0.25 mg Mazent. Titration. Day 2. Titration dose. 0.25 mg. Titration regimen. 1 tablet of 0.25 mg Mazent. Titration. Day 3. Titration dose. 0.5 mg. Titration regimen. 2 tablets of 0.25 mg Mazent. Titration. Day 4. Titration dose. 0.75 mg. Titration regimen. 3 tablets of 0.25 mg Mazent. Titration. Day 5. Titration dose. 1.25 mg. Titration regimen. 5 tablets of 0.25 mg Mazent. On day 6, you take your prescribed dose. The usual dose is 1 2 mg tablet taken once a day. For some patients that have a CYP2C9-23 or CYP2C9-13 genotype, the usual dose is 1 mg once daily. Follow the instructions provided and take Mazent until your doctor tells you to stop. When and how to take Mazent. Take Mazent once a day at about the same time each day. Swallow the tablets with half a glass of water. You can take Mazent with or without food. If you forget to take Mazent, Mazent should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then take the next tablet as usual. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you missed a dose on one day during first 6 days of treatment, call your doctor before you take the next dose. Your doctor will need to prescribe a new starter titration pack. You will have to restart at day 1 with a new starter titration pack. Do not stop taking Mazent or change your dose without talking with your doctor. If you stop taking Mazent for 4 or more repeated daily doses, you need to restart treatment with the starter titration pack. If you take too much Mazent, if you think that you have taken too much Mazent, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Mazent? Things you should do. Have regular eye checkups. Have regular skin checks and protect your skin from sun exposure. Tell your doctor if you plan to receive a vaccine. Avoid becoming pregnant while using Mazent and for 10 days after you stop using it. Call your doctor straight away if you develop any type of infection. Notice any skin changes or sores. Believe your multiple sclerosis is getting worse, e.g. weakness or eye changes, or if you notice any new or unusual symptoms, this can be serious. Get a fever, feel like you have a flu, or have a headache with a stiff neck, sensitivity to light, feel sick, and feel confused, as these may be caused by a viral or fungal infection. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Mazent. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. If you stop taking Mazent, symptoms of multiple sclerosis can return and may become worse compared to before or during treatment. Keep taking Mazent unless your doctor tells you to stop driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Mazent affects you. Mazent may cause dizziness in some people. Looking after your medicine. Store the tablets in a refrigerator between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. After opening, only the 1 mg and 2 mg tablets can be stored below 30 degrees Celsius for up to 3 months, in a cool dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. Keep in the original package. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. see the information below. And, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. General such as headache, dizziness, diarrhea, feeling unwell, pain in legs or arms, swollen hands, ankles, legs or feet, weakness, skin changes such as small spots or lumps of colors ranging from blue/dark to brown, pink to skin colored. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. If these side effects become severe, please tell your doctor, pharmacist, or healthcare provider. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Infections such as shingles, a painful rash of small fluid-filled blisters appearing on reddened skin, tingling burning sensation, fever, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, fungal, or viral, headaches with a stiff neck, sensitivity to light, feeling sick, and feeling confused. Weakness, or visual changes, memory loss, trouble thinking, or difficulty walking, signs of a rare brain infection called progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy which can then develop into immune reconstitution inflammatory syndrome. Heart issues such as slow heartbeat, irregular heartbeat, skin cancer, raised, smooth, shiny pink, or pearly bump on the skin, basal cell carcinoma, scaly, or red raised patch, or wart-like sore, or a new sore on an existing scar, squamous cell carcinoma, new moles, or moles that change size, shape, height, or color over time, malignant melanoma, worsening of multiple sclerosis symptoms such as muscle weakness, muscle stiffness, muscle spasms, eye changes such as blurred vision, double vision, tremor, general weakness, or any unusual or different symptoms, general difficulty breathing, convulsions, uncontrolled shaking of the body, blurred vision, trouble seeing colors, unexplained nausea, vomiting with abdominal pain, fatigue, yellowing of the skins or eyes, dark urine. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some side effects can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. These include high levels of liver enzymes, changes to your blood cell counts, changes to the health of your eyes, abnormal changes to your skin, reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What may it contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Siponimod. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Tablet core. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Crospovidone. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Glycerol dibehinate. Tablet coating. Polyvinyl alcohol. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide yellow, 2 mg tablet. Iron oxide red, black iron oxide, 0.25 mg, and 1 mg tablet, purified talc, lecithin, soya, xanthan gum, potential allergens, lactose, sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Mazent looks like. Mazent is supplied as film-coated tablets in blister packs. Mazent 0.25 mg tablets are pale red, round, biconvex beveled edged film coated tablet with Novartis logo on one side and T on other side, OSTAR 310498. Each pack contains 12 tablets, titration pack, or 120 tablets. Mazent 1 mg tablets are violet white, round biconvex beveled edged film coated tablet with Novartis logo on one side and L on other side, OSTAR 395451. Each pack contains 28 tablets. Mazent 2 mg tablets are pale yellow, round, biconvex beveled edged film coated tablet with Novartis logo on one side, and to another side, OSTAR 310499. Each pack contains 28 tablets. Who distributes Mayzent? Mayzent is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-671-203. Website www.novartis.com.au. Mayzent is supplied in New Zealand by Novartis New Zealand Limited, PO Box 99102, Newmarket, Auckland 1149, New Zealand. Telephone 0800354335. Registered trademark. Copyright. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025. May 170425C, based on PI May 170425I.